In this episode, you'll discover why giving yourself permission to be imperfect is better mental health in action. Welcome to today's mini session. I'm Rebecca Hunter, a seasoned therapist and coach here to bring you a short, therapy-informed insight for your week with mindfulness and self-compassion, and maybe even way less overthinking. These quick episodes are for busy, big-hearted people ready to feel more grounded and navigate life with way less chaos. Find more tools anytime at takeouttherapy.com. Well, hello there, friend. I'm so happy you stopped in for this mini session today. In this episode, I'm going to talk about why self-doubt shows up when things don't go as planned and how to regroup with kindness instead of criticism. You know, usually I put out my mini session on Mondays, but you may have noticed I didn't. Because, of course, after traveling, I always get sick. So on Monday, as I'm laying in my bed, head cold, running wild, of course, the self-doubt kicks in. I almost didn't release a mini episode this week at all, but I'm feeling better and I remembered. This is my project. I get to follow any rhythm and any rules that I want to, and it's okay to be off schedule sometimes. Today, I just wanted to make this episode to remind you to approach yourself with kindness. Because I know when things get off track in life, self-criticism is the first thing to show up. All those thoughts of I should be doing this differently or better or more consistently, or I don't have any business doing this certain thing, right? I don't have the skills. I don't have the know-how. All these thoughts that are pretty much at war with ourselves add unnecessary stress and shame to an already complicated story of life. Whereas a gentler relationship with yourself, one that allows flexibility, rhythm, and humanity, is much more pleasant and, frankly, much more productive. So today, I just want to give you a quick strategy for when you hear this inner voice kicking in, this critical part of yourself. All you really have to do is just notice that that's what's happening and pause. There's space to objectively name what's real. Yeah, I'm off schedule. Yes, I'm sick. I need rest. Things aren't working out like I thought they would. It's totally okay to just describe the situation objectively, but where your relationship comes in with yourself is that there's room to validate. There's room to say, it makes sense that I feel stressed out. Of course, I'm a little anxious that I'm off path. It doesn't mean I'm failing. To validate yourself is to acknowledge whatever's happening for you and to let yourself know that it's perfectly okay, right? And a little kindness never hurts. So I would say if you're having self-critical thoughts, to take the opportunity to just be kind to yourself, to hold yourself in high regard, right? Unconditional positive regard. That's an expression we use a lot in therapy. And all it means is that everybody has the opportunity to experience kindness. So the next time you're feeling behind or guilty, or you just hear that really self-critical voice come in, just remember, there's an opportunity to both validate yourself and be kind. It's a practice that if you practice it, you'll get better at it. Just remember, it's a rhythm of practicing being kind to yourself, being in a loving relationship with yourself that sustains your mental health. It's not about perfection or doing things right. So hopefully this episode has helped you remember that there is always a place for self-kindness. Imperfection's not a failure. And when things don't go as planned, you have an opportunity to be in a nice relationship with yourself right there. take that opportunity and run with it. That's your mini session for today. Practice this small shift this week, and I'll see you for the full episode on Friday. And remember, you can always find more support at takeouttherapy.com. Until next time, take really good care of yourself, friend, and I will too.